have to say to you early this morning, Greg, I suppose it was one of the toughest decisions that I ever had to do. I have been thinking about this for some time. I have a long association with Donegal County Council, and I'm always proud of that, of taking up employment first in 1970. And in 1999, when I headed the poll in the Glenties area, and I had another hard decision at that stage. Either I had to either look for a career break or to finish my job and to take up as a full-time public representative. I took choice B. I finished permanently as a public servant. I went on to be a full-time public representative, and I have done my utmost, and I suppose that's all anyone can say.
Why have you decided not to seek re-election now?
Well, as you can see from my detailed statement, for personal reasons, of course, I'm moving on in life as well. I'm a great believer in passing on maybe to younger people, and I'm delighted, and I'll have to say that there is a number of younger people. I think we have four people at this stage who have said that they'll be seeking nomination at the party convention, and I expect there will be more. There's a huge interest. The convention will take place on the 8th of March in my own local community centre here in Burtonport, and I believe that will be very interesting indeed.
It was clear that anonymous allegations of expenses irregularities, which were investigated and fully cleared and vindicated you, took its toll on you. How much have the events of this year in that regard been a deciding factor in you not seeking re-election?
Over the last couple of years, the situation in the County Council has been very difficult, and I'm somebody that would always like to give a full commitment. I can vouch clearly, and I'm very proud to say this morning, I travelled a lot in the confines of Ireland. I never left this country. I always stayed at home representing this council and everywhere I went. And I know that a lot of the times I was well up as far as expenses were concerned, but I done the miles. I travelled, I represented my county, and I'm very proud of that. And indeed, on the 5th of August, when I was vindicated, that certainly was something but it was very, very trying, very hurtful, not alone on me, but on my good wife and family, and the large number of personal contacts that I have, Greg, and I have to say that sincerely this morning.